Hey, thanks for checking out the Windy City Podcast. My name is Mark Carmen. We've got one of my favorites on the show today, Kenny the Jet Smith. He's got a new camp that he's starting, so if you are looking for a little camp action for a niece, nephew, son, daughter, the Jets got a great opportunity for you. And we're going to talk Shaq, Akeem, and a lot of what the NBA should be doing around Black Lives Matter. Kenny, with some interesting thoughts, so that's coming up in just a second. I do want to weigh in on the Washington football team and the Cleveland Indians and the discussion that's going on around mascots. I got a very basic take here. I don't quite understand why it bothers so many people. Word to the wise. Quick reminder from yours truly, at the Carm on Twitter, the Carm 23 on Instagram. Got to work on my Instagram. Your life is not going to change if the Washington Redskins become the Washington Warriors or the Washington whatever, Ducks. It's not going to matter. You're still going to love their team. Marquette, you love the Golden Eagles, right? That's not a big deal. A lot of changes have gone on throughout the history of mascots. And yes, if it was my favorite sports team of all time, which obviously the Redskins are not, would it bother me? Yeah, it might. And then I would realize, no big deal. Let's make the positive change and be proud of your football team slash baseball team slash whoever that you are on the quote-unquote right side of history. You'll get over it. It's going to be okay. You can still root for your team. Illinois fans, you know, I know you were going to miss the Chief. I see Illinois fans all the time. You know what they're doing? They're rooting for Illinois. Fighting Illini. Let's go, baby. You guys are there. ILL, INI. I mean, Lovey got you in a bowl this year, right? Everything's good down there. Basketball team's coming around. You're still Illinois fans. It's going to be okay. Without further ado, here's my guy, the Jet, Kenny Smith.
Jordan comes down with it, gets it to Smith. Smith coming down against Tudor, lays it up, good. Tudor didn't try to stop him. Kenny Smith and Doherty, no good. Jordan with a rebound. Here comes Michael off the timeline, looping lead pass to Smith on the right. To Jordan, breaking down the lane for the dunk.
Look at him. Got the Emmys going. He's got his piano. The two-time NBA champion, NBA on TNT, NCAA, CBS. Look at you, Kenny Smith. You look good.
I didn't know they were Emmys. You know what? I always use them as I thought they were toothpicks. I always thought they were toothpicks.
Hey, the nowadays we got to get things that are versatile because, you know, we got to be creative.
No question.
Let's talk some hoop in a second here, but I love what you're doing here. The Jet Academy, you got the polo on, and you're given an opportunity for kids to go to camp here virtually. Which is sweet, and we got to get creative. And I know you've been doing camp for a long, long time, but this is something different.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that, you know, pandemic, social distancing, my kids' camps got canceled. My basketball camp got canceled. All over the world, kids are getting canceled. So I was like, what are we going to do? So virtually, this is how we're consuming and producing information. So I was like, you know what? My kids are doing this in school. The first ever virtual basketball camp live, the Jet Academy. You get to work out and have Kemba Walker, Trae Young, Victor Oladipo, Breonna Stewart, Brittany Griner, Sue Bird. Let them be your personal instructor, and it's live. So you ask questions. So now you get to work out with them side by side on any device, anywhere. And all you need is a Wi-Fi or a cell service, and you can work out anywhere, plop it up. And you ask questions the way the kids now are consuming information.
Yeah, I was going to say, look, it's better that if you could be in the gym with them, but there's a certain level of, I don't know if it's intimacy or whatever connection that you can have right here that it's, I mean, people are realizing that there's something there that can actually be built into something bigger than I think anyone ever really realized.
Without question. So all you got to do is go to jetacademycamp.com. That's jetacademycamp.com. Sign up. You get those guys and me, I'm the host every week, and we just do basketball. And, like, why should COVID and pandemic and social distancing stop your development, like, or your workout? Why should it stop it? The summertime, that's when players are made. You know, the wintertime, teams are made. The summertime is when players are made. And so this is a unique opportunity. It was funny because I was talking to Trey Young, and I'm like, so Trey, you know, he has that move where he steps back and he shoots up. So I want you to show that move. And he's like, oh, no problem. I said, no, but also you got to tell him why and when you use it. He's like, oh, you want to give all the secrets away. I was like, yeah. We're gonna form this community of people that go to Jet Academy, they have to know this type of stuff. That's the difference when you're a personal trainer, right? He's like, all right, well, we'll do it. There's a couple things that I can't say because Patrick Beverly might be listening, but there's a couple things I'll stay in, and that's what it is. So again, sign up jetacademycamp.com, and we'll be your personal trainers.
Well, let's just get a little advice for the youth of America out there, because I'll get on the court with my niece and she's trying to do step backs. And I'm like, hold on a second. Can we just get the fundamentals of the right-handed and left-handed layup down here and be able to hit a three-footer before we start doing all that? And so, but people want to jump ahead. That's not a great plan though, right?
Well, what we have is also, you know, just like when I grew up, I was watching Billy Blanks doing the workout videos and all of that. And so we pop them in. They don't consume information like that. They want it now and live, want to ask questions. So what we do, what I did take from that is, like, there would be push-ups and then there'd be modified versions. So we have in screen, we'll have modified versions of how you can do it while the person's doing it live. We'll have our other counselors doing modified versions. But there's no reason to start at the top, tell you, with your niece. Let her start up there. Let her shoot the threes, man. Don't worry about it. She's fine. We'll put her in the academy. We'll get her straight.
All right. That's I'm gonna make the pitch. She should be joining the Jet Academy. Absolutely. All right. Hey, let's talk a little league here. Do you think that the NBA is making the best decision as far as playing in Orlando? I don't know what a better option is, but it's also, you know, in Florida and cases are spiking. It's dicey by the day, right?
Yeah. I'm optimistic and cautious at the same time. I'm hoping everything goes well. We were the first league to stop, and first real business to kind of stop. So we kind of led the way in that. But also, you know, I just think it's important to be – this is the most contagious virus that we've ever seen. So we have to be, you know, exercise precaution, because the only way to really reduce your odds is just to be around less people. Like, it's almost impossible to be around no one. But if you're around 200 people a day, now you're around 3 or 4, you're reducing your odds. And that's all you can really do at this time.
Some of the guys are feeling uncomfortable playing because they think they're going to deter from the conversation that's going on. And the NBA, I think, is doing their best to partner with the players. And we're talking about putting Black Lives Matter on all three courts. But, you know, when you're hearing guys who don't feel like they want to be out there right now, and you got to understand that. So I'm just curious, like, what would, if somebody's came to Kenny and say, hey Jed, what do you think? I'm like, what would you say
in terms of playing or not?
I
would say that I understand, you know, what Kyrie Irving said made lots of sense. You know, why would you put this in, you know, in the front sports, in the front of it? That's not the issue. I get it. It's not even close. But I also know that guys, let's say, like, since I'm in L.A., so I'll stay on the Clippers or Lakers. I'm not sure what Montrezl Harrell thinks right now. But playing, I'll get to hear it. Yeah. Like, I'll get to see him. I'll get to hear his voice a little bit more than he is now. So I think if you strategically, you do it correctly, you could help the awareness just as much as you can by not playing. Again, I understand not playing. That makes a lot of sense. But I also understand that playing, there's microphones now in guys' faces that typically there haven't been for the last 3 months, and they get to voice their opinion. You know, I'm going to watch what Kyrie or LeBron or Kevin Durant says, but those other guys want to say things too, and they might not have the opportunity.
Do you think the league has ever partnered with the players better than they are right now?
I think they have partnered with them at times, but I think that the social consciousness of listening is such a different place right now. We've always seen racism. I think maybe not we all. I would say that people not of African American descent have seen racism when it's like a wave right in your face. You could see it coming. You're like, oh, there's the wave. But a lot of times, people who want change, even in that, they don't see the undercurrent. And the undercurrent pulls you in deeper and drowns you worse. So I think that now the awareness is in that. And then there's going to be people who don't want it at all. They don't want change. They don't care. You know, not, it doesn't matter to me. Sometimes you're never going to change those people. But the people who kind of like, man, I didn't even realize I was doing that. You know, I was on a call earlier with Bill Simmons. He's getting a lot of flack about diversity and hiring. Yeah. And so he's interviewing me about this and what, and I asked him, I said, so with the social injustice, I just want to hear from your mouth what's going on. So I know, you my guy, when I'm on your show, I want to. And the one thing he said to me that made it authentic, he said, it hurts me. If it doesn't hurt that you might have been doing something and you weren't aware of it, then you were doing it on purpose. But the first thing out of his mouth made me go, and I didn't even tell him this after. This is the first word that I'm telling him. I didn't tell him. I said, he said, man, it really hurts me that I was thinking like that. And that, to me, is part of change.
Yeah, and I think for, as I speak as a white guy here, like, I think it's been confronting for a lot of white people to look in the mirror and say, oh, I've really benefited from this system. I can walk in wherever I am and I'm instantly accepted and I have an edge. And it's like, oh, and there's probably some part of me, it's like, oh, I, you know what? I really don't want to give that up. And then it's like, oh, well, if you're actually moving forward and trying to be a, you know, at least the right person in the conversation, hey man, you can go out there and compete on an even playing field. I think, at least to me, that's what we're at least trying to get to here in a dream world.
Yeah, I think that's it. And more importantly, it's like, if you're making decisions, there's two things. If you're making decisions and you're not thinking about how it affects someone else based on their race, then you're not a good person, period. So if you're not thinking that, me, and this is which is different. And most people, like, I have friends that, you know, that aren't black and they're asking me questions. I'm like, yeah, every day of my life, every decision I might, even today, I think about, oh, well, what other races are thinking while I'm doing this? And they're like, I never had to do that. I said, I had to think about that since I was 7. Like, you know, there's sayings that people would say is like, you know, you can't do that because they're going to think this. You know, you can't say that because they're, all your life, you're programmed hearing those things and they become a normality, which other people don't, other races, especially white, didn't have to never think about. So those are the things that now you're thinking about, like, man, how does that affect them if I do that?
And I was on a call the other day with white people, black people, Asians, whatever. And people were saying, you know, white people were saying, well, you know, I'm realizing that I kind of got to change now. And this is a guy in his 50s saying, you know, I'm trying to, you know, have some black friends. And then some black people on the call are saying, you know, I appreciate that, but I never had a choice. Like, right, you know? And I was like, I thought that was a great point.
No, man, yeah, I definitely didn't have that choice. I had to assimilate myself into that.
Right. Sure. I mean,
and I think that, you know, at 50, you know, and you shouldn't have to think about it only because of this. And I'll say this, you know, Mark, if you, okay, there's, you know, we know PETA, they're about animals and, you know, animal rights and all of that. People just see it and go, yo, they're killing animals. They're putting fur coats on. That's wrong, man. They don't go and go, well, I need to get some more animal friends and figure out like what's going on. No, you just saw something that's wrong. And innately that moves your spirit to say, even though it doesn't affect me personally, I don't like it. That's how I've always had to think. And that's how now people are starting to, you have to say, well, maybe I need to change my thought process and how it goes. That's all.
Yeah. Fingers crossed that we're going the right direction here. At least we'll see what all comes out. Hey, just a couple more real quick here. Who's the Jets pick here come playoff time? If we hopefully we're able to get there.
I'm going to go. And I'm going to take the average weight of every team and divide it by 12. And who has the best weight, who hits that 220 mark as a team, 215. That's the team that's going to, I have no idea. I don't know, because this is so different. Like, guys who typically are workout guys, they had no access to a gym for 2 months, possibly. They might have lived in a great apartment somewhere. No gym in a building, no gym in it. You had to stay in the house. What do you do? Nothing. Right. You know, if you lived in New York City, let's say, and you couldn't do anything. So the playing field is not level anymore. It's not. Everyone has a chance to work out. Everyone had a chance to get better. Certain guys were able to do more. And it's interesting to see who comes back and looks differently.
I had, for sure. I had your guy Shaq on the other day. And you probably have seen this, but he's out there. Asterisk, 99 Spurs. That season didn't count. Tim Duncan's only got 4 titles. Whoever wins it this year, big asterisk. Doesn't. He's not going to give the same credit. You're shaking your head. Do you agree, disagree?
When you're playing against the 320, 350 best of anything, I don't care if it's for 1 month or 1 day, and you come out on top, there's no asterisk behind that. Like, these are the best 350 whatever players in the world. And for 1 month, y'all couldn't guard me. That's like saying, well, you got the MVP at the All-Star game, but it was only one game. So you get asterisked by it. You really ain't the best All-Star. Like, you know, no, you're the MVP, the All-Star game. There's no asterisk behind that. It was 1 day. You're the best. This is who's the best to me. I never put an asterisk by that.
And I think there's no fans, so this is just pure hoop. Right? I mean,
what if it's like that forever? Like, you can't have fans, and this is it. Like, so now it's going to be asterisks? No, it's not going to be asterisks. Yeah. Like, this is what it is. Like, you have to, no fans. What I do think is some of the, like, 6th, 7th, and 8th men on the team, you know, this is, I think they have an advantage. Because when you play on the road, typically that's when those guys who swing the game don't play as well on the road as home. But now it's not a home or away. It's not fans. It's not screaming. They could sometimes, the anxiety that they have amongst other great players aren't the same.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Last two real quick. Coach K, when he spoke out with Black Lives Matter, what was the Jets' reaction sitting as a Carolina guy seeing Mr. Duke step up there? I don't know if you saw the video. Did you?
I did see some of it, but I think it's great that he made a video. I think it's great. I think that, you know, he wants to bring the awareness and the consciousness. But it's like my dad used to say, I can't give you credit for doing your homework. Like, that's how we all should think. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying that it's wrong what he said, or I'm not like, oh my God, I'm not disrespecting what he did. It's great. But you did your homework. And that, like, in my household, you don't get the same credit for doing your homework. Like, but it is good. It's a step.
Yeah. I think he hears that well, I would hope.
It's not, like I said, it's not a diss, but it's not a, you did your homework. Like, I say that every day. Like, I say that every day.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, so you said it today. I say it every day, you know, so I don't know. I that's all. But it's great that, you know, he has a influence on, especially in North Carolina, a lot of, and around the world, he has a lot of influence of people who aren't aware of certain things. So yeah, it's cool.
Cool. Last one, I'm going to try to put you on the spot. It's you, number one overall draft pick, Jets in the GM seat. Akeem and Shaq are both coming out.
Same year.
You got Dream, you got Shaq.
In this era or my era?
Let's put it in your era.
In my era and this era, I'm going with the guy who got me 2 rings. I'm going with Akeem, both era. Because I know Akeem would have moved out and shot the 3 because he had the nice jumper. So even in this era, he would have probably started shooting 3s. And then he would have been like Quint Capella on steroids, like, for lack of a better word. He would have been that. Like running, dunking, running back, shooting 3. He would have been, oh my gosh. He would have been, Joel Embiid would have been, he would have been something different.
He's kind of underrated all time. I mean, he gets love, but I don't know if he gets enough love.
I think because he's not on social media, he's not on a podcast, he's not on TNT with us. He lived his life and he's good with it and he's content with who he was. But if, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a documentary about him right after I finish the Jet Academy.
Yes.
He's going to do a documentary about him.
Hey, everybody check it out. Jet Academy, jetacademycamp.com. And you've got a bunch of different weeks coming up, Kenny, right?
Yep. July 20th, we start, but sign-ups start now. And my guy, Shaq, man, what he did, I don't know.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, he said, he calls me up. He's like, Kenny, that's a great idea. Just looking at it. Just literally, like 1 o'clock in the morning, I saw the thing. And, you know, why don't we do a thing where kids get $35 off from me? I'm like, Shaq, how are we going to do that? He's like, well, let him do a discount code and say Big Shaq. And he hangs up. That's it. That was the whole conversation. So I go, okay. I text him. I was like, you serious? Like, yeah. I said, okay, we created a code. It's called Big Shaq. If you put it in, you get a discount of $35. And he's like, it's a great idea. I should have thought of it myself.
1 in the morning. That's so awesome that he's calling up, wants to contribute.
That's it. But it was literally a 2-minute conversation. And he's like, as he's doing it, he's like, he's halfway getting undressed and talking. Create the code, Big Shaq. And I'm like, really? Yeah, Big Shaq. You could do it. It's simple. I was like, all right, there it is, Big Shaq.
You guys sign a 10-year deal? People don't want that set to ever change.
Yeah, we got about 4 or 5 left, I think, on this current one. But, you know, things are moving fast, so we'll see.
Okay. Jet, great to be with you. Always good to see you.
All right, appreciate it. JetAcademyCamp.com. Thanks a lot, guys.